Hello, everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe, and I was just thinking about what kind of house I would like to live in the future. Well, how big is your dream house? And how would you feel about living in a tiny home? The name of our lesson today is micro homes. Well, of course, houses come in different sizes, right? They could be very big or really small. Today we'll learn about the size of micro homes, and we'll talk about three examples of micro home innovations. All right, I believe you have your magazine open. Great. Let's get started.
Micro homes. For housing, bigger may not always be better. When young people begin to live independently, home hunting can involve some stress. But they would do well to remember that a new alternative is available: micro homes. Introducing the tiny. Fondly called tiny houses, these dwellings have all living necessities in a small package, including kitchen, bedroom, and bathroom. Generally under 50 square meters, most tiny houses accommodate just one or two people, though some claim the space for more. What's lost in size is not lost in design, as these homes are often quite unique and modern in design.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 micro 这个字首。micro 是指微型的或者是极小的。课文中的 micro home 是指微住家或者是微型房屋。例如 ,these micro homes were built with recycled materials. 这些微型住宅是用再生建材盖的。其他用到 micro 这个字首的还有 microwave, M-I-C-R-O-W-A-V-E,就是指微波炉，或者是 microphone, M-I-C-R-O-P-H-O-N-E 是指麦克风，或者是 microchip, M-I-C-R-O-C-H-I-P 意思是指微晶片。继续我们看的是 dwelling 这个名词。 dwelling 本来是由 dwell, D-W-E-L-L 居住这个动词的现在分词衍生出来的，但它当名词的时候是指房屋、居所或者是住处。例如 ,the church became a temporary dwelling for hurricane victims. 教会成为飓风受灾户临时的栖身处。或者是 ,over 2,000 dwellings will be built in this development. 这个计划区将会盖超过2000户的房屋。
I do like this idea of micro homes, but Rebecca, that makes me wonder, do you have a dream home in mind?
Gabe, I'm so glad you asked. Of course I do. I envision this cute, cozy little home. Of course, I wouldn't want it to be too big. It would have a nice living room, maybe two or three bedrooms, and definitely a big kitchen with a decent oven.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought you might want a big kitchen because you like to cook a lot of stuff.
I love to cook. I love to bake. And how can you bake and cook?Without an oven, Gabe.
I know. Okay, so you have a dream home. I can't say I really have a dream home. You know, this idea of micro homes actually does sound appealing to me. It sounds interesting to me. I mean, the first thing that comes into my mind is that it sounds cheaper than buying another kind of home. So I might like to invest in a micro home in the future.
Well, you know, when it comes to housing...The bigger the house is not always the better. Sometimes, sometimes a smaller house is actually better than a bigger house.
Well, Rebecca, you did mention those words bigger and better, and often we think the bigger the better. Or, as you see, bigger is better. When is this true? A lot of people think, oh, I should get a bigger house, or I should get a bigger car, or what about a party?Is it better to have more people Or is a party nice when it's smaller?
You know, Gabe, when I was a kid, I used to always think that the bigger the present, the better it was, until one day I got the small little gift, an envelope. Mm-hmm. And actually, it had money inside it. And it was a pretty good gift, quite small.
Well, money looks small, but of course it's very valuable. Friends, we read on here, when young people begin to live independently, home hunting can involve some stress. Hey, Rebecca, would you rather live in an urban, suburban, or a rural setting?
That's a great question. And you know, I think the guys in the InfoCloud have something they would like to say about that. So let's go there now.
Let's do it.
If you live in a big city, you live in an urban area. Urban is an adjective meaning having the characteristics of a big city.
Okay, add the prefix sub in front of urban and we get suburban. The prefix sub means below, but it can also refer to what's outside. A suburban area is just outside the urban area.
Suburban areas are also called the suburbs and suburbia, both of which refer to residential communities outside a large city. Usually, people who live in the suburbs are middle class, that is, people who are neither very rich nor poor, but fall somewhere in the middle.
Okay, most of the time, people in the suburbs work in the city and have to commute from home to work. Now, why do people go through the hassle of commuting? Well, suburbs are known for their quiet neighborhoods and for being family-friendly. So many families choose to raise their children in the suburbs.
Now, if you go further out from the city, past the suburbs, you'll come to rural areas or the country, where there are fewer people and their homes and businesses are located far away from one another.
In the past, more people lived in rural areas than in urban areas, but in many places, this is no longer the case due to urbanization. And that is the process in which people move into urban areas to live and work.
Urban 是个形容词，表示都市的。若是在字首加上 sub, sub 就是次要的意思，形成 suburban 指的是都市外围的郊区。注意它的发音 suburban, 中间的 b 要连过去。Suburban 是形容词，名词可以用 suburbs 或 suburbia。要注意 suburbs 用复数，是因为一个城市的周围有许多不同的区，每一个区就是一个 suburb, 整体就是The suburbs 加一个 s， 若是离开 suburbs 往更偏远的地方走，就会来到 the country 乡间。这里呢，用 rural 这个形容词是可以的，表示乡下或者农村的。Where do you prefer to live? In an urban area or a rural area? 这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, guys. So, Gabe, I know that you would probably much prefer to live in a rural setting, right? So, what are you doing in Taipei?
Oh, Rebecca, sometimes I do miss living in a rural setting. I was in Yosemite for several months, just in the middle of a forest, and it was awesome. But, Rebecca, speaking of Taipei, I do enjoy living in Dazhi. This is a part of Taipei that's not too busy. It kind of feels like a suburban area itself.
I see. So you're actually saying you prefer living in a suburban setting.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about you, friends? Well, we're going to continue learning about micro homes here. We see this next question, but they would do well to remember that a new alternative is available, micro homes. Okay, so we're talking about young people. They would do well to remember this. When you do well to remember something, that means it will benefit you to remember something.So, for example, if you ever get discouraged by failures or mistakes, you would do well to remember that many failures come before success.
That is a great thing to remember.
Yeah.
Now, there's another way that you can use this this phrase, do well to. Let's say, for example, someone is offering you advice about something.
Uh-huh.
Well, I could say, you would do well to take his advice because what he has to say is actually very important.
Well, you would do well to practice using this phrase, friends. And all of the phrases and words that we teach here at Studio Classroom, they will benefit you. Well, we see this idea here, this micro home, and I believe we have a picture of a certain kind of micro home. There are actually several companies out there that are making micro homes, but this is so cute, right, Rebecca?
That house is adorable.
You see the wheels too, right?
Yes, yeah. I see the wheels.
So this home can go anywhere.
It looks so convenient.
I know, and it looks like it's not that hard to take care of too, being smaller than a normal house. Well, what do we read about here? Introducing the tiny, that is, introducing the tiny homes.
That's right. Fondly called tiny houses, these dwellings have all living necessities in a small package, including kitchen, bedroom, and bathroom. So there's a kitchen, Gabe.
That's exactly right. This looks like a normal kitchen, but it's inside this tiny home, this micro home. We also read about the bedroom, of course. A home needs a bedroom. And as you can see, this bedroom is basically just a bed right near the roof of this micro home.
Gabe, I think this home looks adorable. I think I would enjoy living in a small, tiny, well, a micro home.
I think it would be kind of fun, too. Well, we have a lot more to learn about micro homes. So, friends, please stay tuned. We'll see you right after this. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. We are learning about micro homes today. Now, a lot of people, after they leave university, they go looking for houses. They need to find a place to live. Whether to rent or to buy, the price can seem kind of scary, and looking for a home can involve a lot of stress. Well, micro homes might just be one of the solutions for you if you are looking for a place to live. We've already learned that micro homes are usually 50 square meters or less. They have cute little kitchens and bathrooms and bedrooms. But we have a lot more to learn about micro homes now.
Micro homes. Innovating the tiny. Besides an attractive appearance, tiny houses can also boast unique practical features. Making the best of urban space, the 72 to 122 centimeter wide Carrot House in Warsaw, the world's narrowest home, filled in an alley. The prototype home, Eco Capsule, uses solar power, wind power, and rainwater collection to enable its owner to live practically anywhere. A system of rails allows the Dale micro home to adjust room size and number, as well as adding the option of an open or enclosed courtyard.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 innovate 这个动词 ,NOV 这个字根有新的意思，所以 innovate 是指创新或改革。例如 ,the research team is trying to innovate a new cancer treatment. 这支研究队伍正试着发明新的癌症的疗法。它的名词是 innovation,I-N-N-O-V-A-T-I-O-N, 意思是指革新或新发明。例如 ,you can see the latest innovations in computer technologies at the fair. 你可以在博览会当中看到最新的电脑科技的新发明。最后我们看 prototype 这个名词 ,proto 这个字根是指起初的、首先的 ,type 是指类型，所以 prototype 是指原型、雏形或者是蓝本。例如 ,a prototype of the car is still undergoing manufacturing. 这一部车的原型还在制造中。 或者是 a prototype of this new cell phone will be released to the public soon. 其实新手机的原型很快就会公诸于世。And now, let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Well, it's time for us to talk about innovating the tiny. We read, beside an attractive appearance, tiny houses can also boast unique, practical features.Making the best of urban space. Let's pause for a moment and talk about this phrase, to make the best of something.
That's right. That means you're going to use it in the best way possible. So, of course, these homes, these tiny homes, these micro homes, will make the best of urban space or space in the city. But you can use this phrase in so many other ways. If you go on vacation, you want to make the best or make the most of your vacation time. Don't just sit in your hotel room watching TV. Get out and do something interesting.
That's right. And this reminds me of my brother. One summer, he had a summer job working in the kitchen. It wasn't his favorite job, but he decided that he was going to make the best of his summer job in the kitchen.
Rebecca, I think that's a good reminder for all of us. Sometimes we might experience something unpleasant, something that we don't really enjoy doing.But you still want to try to make the best of it. Sometimes you might be in a class at school. You don't really like that class. But there's still a lot to learn. You can make the best or make the most of your class time.
Exactly. So, friends, we would encourage you to just make the best of whatever you're doing. Enjoy it, even if it's not necessarily your favorite thing to do.
Well, Rebecca, we are learning about this really cool home here.
Right.
The 72 to 122 centimeter wide carrot house in Warsaw.
Mm-hmm.
The world's narrowest home filled an alley. This is just one example of a micro home. And I think you should look this up online. Type this in, this house. You can find it in Google Images. It really is a tiny, narrow house.
Well, right now, we actually want to talk about that phrase, to fill in. If you fill something in, that just means that you are using the space. So, for example, you could say, that piano filled the corner of the dining room.
Well, Rebecca, in this next sentence, we learn about another cool micro home. And do you know what time it is?
It's twin time.
Yes, we see the word practically in this sentence. Let's see what the ladies have to say about this.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to A Closer Look Twin Time. I'm your teacher, Christina.
And I'm your teacher, Serena. Today, we are going to take a closer look at the word practically.
Practically is an adverb which means almost or nearly. Let's take a look at our sentence for today. The prototype home EcoCapsule uses solar power, wind power, and rainwater collection.To enable its owner to live practically anywhere. As many of you know, the article is about tiny microhomes. The writer is saying, if you have a house with all these features, you can live almost anywhere in the world. Now that sounds pretty cool. Now let's take a look at an example sentence. Jackie visits her parents practically every weekend. So almost every weekend, Jackie visits her parents. Let's take a look at one more example sentence. This dress is so cheap, it's practically free. Because the dress is so cheap, it's almost free. Of course, it's not free, but it's inexpensive. Who doesn't love a good bargain? Yeah, practically everyone loves a good bargain. Well,That's all the time we have for today. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, ladies. Well, we've learned about all kinds of cool microhomes, and in this section, we learn about the Dale microhome. Well, friends, right now, it's time for us to find out what's going on in the SC Challenge. Let's go there now.
And now it's time again for the SC Challenge. Today, we have two players. What is your name?
Miriam.
And what's your name?
Alvina.
Miriam and Alvina. Are you excited to be on the SC Challenge?
Yeah!
Really? very exciting.
Good, good, good. Okay, we're ready, friends. You know how to play this game. We have some sentences. You need to fill in the blanks with the correct words from today's lesson. The words are courtyard, dwelling, rails, and innovate. All right, here we go. The first sentence is, remember to raise your hand when you know the correct answer, okay? As fast as you can. Most bats live in caves. This blank provides a safe, cool place for the bat. This blank, what is that blank? Yes, Miriam?
Yes?
Dory?
She says dwelling. Let's see if that works. This dwelling provides a safe, cool place for the bat. Yes, very good job, Miriam. All right. Good, good, good. Okay, Alvina, Jaya. Here we go. The second one. The dinner will be held in the dining room, but we will move to the blank for the dancing. Okay, so the dining room is one place, and I'm going to give it to Alvina. Yes, Alvina. No, I'm going to get Alvina. Alvina, here we go. What is the correct answer?
Courtyard.
Courtyard. Let's see if this works. Okay, we will move to the courtyard for the dancing, and I believe that is the correct answer. Very good job, Alvina. All right, okay. This really is a competition. Okay, it's 1-1. Here is the last sentence. The fashion industry is always ready to blank new clothing styles and designs. And would you like to go, Alvina? Would you like to go, Miriam? Actually, I did see Miriam's hand first. Okay. So what is the correct answer?
Innovate.
Let's see if that works. The fashion industry is always ready to innovate new clothing styles and designs. Very good job. It is 2-1. Very good job, Alvina. We know you got the correct answers, too. It's been very exciting here for today's SC Challenge, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Today we introduced a new alternative to regular homes, microhomes. These dwellings, which are called tiny houses because all the living necessities, such as a kitchen, bedroom, and bathroom, are in an area under 50 square meters usually. So mostly one or two people can live in them, although sometimes more. These tiny houses are attractive and also have some practical features like solar power, wind power, and rainwater collection, such as prototype home EcoCapsule. The world's narrowest home in Warsaw, the Carrot House, fills an alley. Rails in the Dale microhome adjust the size of the rooms and even allow for a courtyard.
Thank you, Linda. Friends, please do check out some of those homes you read about today online. They do look really cool.
And thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom. Goodbye.